What if the government stopped trying to be your parent, your pastor, and your provider, and simply did the one thing God actually assigned it to do? Punish evil and protect the good. When the state truly bears the sword, criminals fear, families flourish, and the gospel moves forward without interference. But when justice is delayed, twisted, or ignored, evil explodes and ordinary people pay the price. In this devotion, we open up Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2 to ask, is our government aligned with God's design or running from it? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I hope you're having a great day today. We are in our series called Government, Governing Authorities, and it's Romans chapter 13. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you are in that Washington Defender app, share this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. One of the things that God is laying on my heart is to raise up many more small monthly donors, $5, $10, $100 a month, whatever it might be, and to lay a foundation for FPIW and FPIW Action that allows us to be sustainable for lots of years to come. So if you want to join in on this mission with us, I want to encourage you, $5, $10, $15 a month, just go to fpiw.org and hit donate and make a monthly contribution. All right, let's dive into God's word. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinances of God, and they have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise the same. For it, the authority, is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. So we are focusing on that little last part of that verse of 14. And therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes for rulers or servants of God devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due them. Tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor is due. All right, so our big idea for today is God entrusts government with real authority to punish wrongdoing. This is the primary role of government. He says, for it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid. So there should be a healthy reverence or fear of the government. And that is where we respect the government. Now, the whole premises of Romans 13 is that the government is pushing its citizens towards righteousness. If a government begins to push its citizens towards demonic activity, evil activity, whatever it might be, then there's a time to rebel against that government. And we can see that throughout the entirety of Scripture. But if the government is pushing us towards righteousness, then it's a good thing. Here's a question for you. How do you react emotionally to the idea of the state bearing the sword? Now, I'm not big on your emotions, but I wrote this way intentionally. I want you just to think about it. Bearing the sword. We have the Iran war right now, and we have Trump bearing the sword. We have Israel bearing the sword. We have the lowest violent situation happening in America because the government is bearing the sword. And how does it make you feel? Or maybe if we move beyond our emotions to something more important, what are the thoughts does it generate? What excitement or doubt or fear does it generate? What is it? So, look at this closely. If you do what is evil, so in other words, the government's pushing you towards righteousness, but you are running towards evil. It says, but if you do what is evil, be afraid. So the government is one of the institutions of God to punish evil. That's the primary role. Yet the government has gotten to benevolence. The government has gotten to all these other things that is not the role of government. And so we see it very clearly. For it does not bear the sword for nothing. for it is a minister of God. God uses nations and governments to punish and disciple and discipline, that's the word I'm looking for, people who are practicing evil. What would change if our government only just did that? Like they got out of the business of the church work, all the stuff they're doing for benevolence, the orphan work, the widow work, they got out of the business of overregulation work, and they just said, our primary role is to punish evil, and they kept it at that. Things would change dramatically. You know, our GDP would go off the charts because they would actually be functioning in the proper role of government. Instead of equity, instead of diversity, instead of all these things that are false measurements, they would just treat everyone equal under the law, and there'd be equal application of the law instead of favoritism and taking bribes and all the rest, corruption. All right, so 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. All right, we'll start in 13. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution. We've talked about these six human institutions, really five human institutions. There are six of them. God himself, you might say, has authority. But then there's individual, right, which we don't really think of ourselves as an institution, but we have individual authority. God has entrusted authority to us. There's the family institution, in other words, the family unit. There's the church. There's the government, and there's the employer-employee relationship. So when you think of these things, it says we're supposed to be submissive to those things, whether to a king as the one in authority or to governors as sent by him. Sent by who? Sent by God. For the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. So Peter echoes Paul, or Paul echoes Peter, I'm not sure who went first, but the whole concept is that we would see and know that the government is there to punish evil. I think a lot of people don't like to hear that nowadays. For such is the will of God, that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of the foolish men. Act as free men and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil. Look at that. Woo! Act as free men and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as a bond slave of God. We have to use our freedoms appropriately. And if we do, and government is aligned with God's word, and we are in aligned with God's word, there's no fear of government if that's the case. But if we're evil, we should be very, very afraid. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, it says this. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, it says this. Because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed quickly, therefore, the hearts of the sons of men among them are given fully to do evil. So part of punishing evil is to have it go quick. Equal application of the law in a timely manner is incredibly important. I wonder where our founders got that from. Like quick, wonder that we have a timely manner in our justice system. Not a backed up system, not a non-punitive system. The government is, through our justice system, through the laws, are to execute those laws quickly. Because if not, the outcome, the hearts of the Son of Men among them are given fully to evil. When we don't see that evil is being punished, it raises up more evil. Although a sinner does evil 100 times and may lengthen his life, still I know that I will be well for those who fear God, who fear him openly. So we should fear God and fear him openly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we do pray that our government would get back into the primary role of its institution defined by you, and that is to punish evil. God, we pray for our judges. We know that there's going to be 5 Supreme Court justices opening up, and the elections are going to be going through that. We pray that you would select the men and women that you want for those positions, ones that will respect the law and not try to legislate from the bench. God, we thank you for what you want to do. Let there be quick justice in the state of Washington. Let there be quick justice that brings honor and glory to you, that this would be a day of righteousness and that we would do it quickly so that evil would be pushed down in our state. God, we thank you. We ask that you'd break down our sanctuary laws and put in there the laws that respect the law of the land, the federal constitution, and our local constitution in Washington State. Go before us in all things, God. Thank you for giving us this institution to punish evil, to bear the sword, and to keep people in line so that the gospel message can go out and that people can hear about you. Let us have a holy reverence that is open to you, a fear of you, and do that openly. And we thank you for your goodness, mercy, and grace in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard